Lava leadership. I am, by nature, consistently inconsistent. I get easily distracted. Hey, look at that squirrel. See what I mean? To combat my tendency to be an octopus on roller skates, flailing in every direction, always starting and never finishing, I determined to spend an entire year, 365 straight days, becoming a person of consistency. I read books on it. I interviewed mentors about it. I listened to every audiobook imaginable on the subject. I realized that if I were going to fulfill my divine disturbance, it wouldn't happen haphazardly. A few years ago, during a season of frustration at my lack of consistency, I asked one of my mentors, Tim Howie, out to lunch. I said, "Tim, there's a huge gap between my potential and my current reality. And I don't want to be one of those guys who has talent but never gets off the starting blocks because he's not disciplined to see it through. I don't want to be a sundial in the shade. I look at your life, Tim, and I see that you're one of the most disciplined and consistent people I've ever met. You're like a machine, dude. And how do I become like that?" And with a smirk, he put his pizza down and he said, "Phil, the leader that you see today is not the same leader that I was 15 years ago. I had to grow into a consistent leader. Hey, you need to become more like lava." I raised my eyebrow in curiosity. He continued, "I've been listening to a podcast on the ancient Byzantine emperors and their leadership styles." I raised both my eyebrows in curiosity. Okay, where was this going? "Now, they each had various leadership styles," he said. "Some were domineering, some were political, some were weak and therefore destroyed, but one of them really intrigued me. His leadership style was described as being like lava. He wasn't flashy, he wasn't sporadic, he was on fire with passion and methodically moved his influence like lava. Steady, forward, consistent." When Tim said that, it struck a chord in my soul. The size of God's dream in my heart for my generation, this divine disturbance in my soul, was too big to remain consistently inconsistent. Therefore, I determined to make consistency in prayer a priority. I told everyone around me, for that year, my main goal, this one thing, was for this year to live consistently. The fact that you're reading this book or listening to it is proof that consistency is powerful. It changed my life, and it can change yours. Old Faithful versus Steamboat. Think of it this way. What's the most famous geyser in the world? Is it the one that shoots the highest, longest, with the most force? Nope. It's the one that's the most consistent. Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park was discovered in 1870 and is famous not because of its flash, but because of its faithfulness. You can set your watch by its consistency. Every 91 minutes, it shoots up 8,400 gallons of boiling water, some 150 feet in the air. Contrast this with the highest shooting geyser in the world, Steamboat Geyser, also in Yellowstone National Park. Although it can shoot twice as high as Old Faithful, it might go up to 50 years without ever erupting. Which geyser represents your prayer life, Old Faithful or Steamboat? Consistent or sporadic? Are you waiting on inspiration to get you started? If so, let this be a swift kick in the pants that you need to get moving. Get praying. Get consistent. I've mentioned this before, but if you need assistance remaining consistent, set yourself up for success by placing several alarms on your phone that go off at different times throughout the day. I do this all the time. If I'm in a season when I need to pray for something or someone regularly, I'll put a reminder on my phone at a random time with the caption, "Pray for Jordan," or "Pray for Mom's surgery," or whatever. Don't be a one-hit wonder. Don't be consistently inconsistent.